proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our series about divine commissions, we look at how God used Gideon during the days of the judges of Israel. A commission involves passing on responsibility to perform an action to another entity. A commission also involves granting authority to a person to perform specific actions on behalf of another. God issued several commissions to various Bible characters. One of these was to a young man by the name of Gideon. Gideon derived from the half-tribe of Manasseh. God's choice of Gideon to deliver the Jews from oppression illustrated Paul's observation in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Quote, God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, unquote. Gideon was insignificant, but God chose him to show his power mighty on behalf of the Israelites. In the 6th chapter of the book of Judges, God found Gideon threshing wheat by a winepress rather than on a threshing floor, which was the normal place for sifting wheat. Gideon adopted this unusual expedient to hide his crop from the marauding Midianites. Gideon saw the angel of the Lord who told him, quote, the Lord is with thee, unquote. That statement did not constitute a vapid reflection about God's omnipresent nature. Rather, it assured Gideon that God would support him in his future endeavors relating to his commission. The angel of the Lord referred to Gideon as a, quote, mighty man of valor, unquote. That is to say, a possessor of courage, fortitude, and passion. Up to that point, Gideon had done nothing particularly brave or courageous. Yet the greeting might denote something. Not what Gideon had already accomplished in his own strength, but rather what he would accomplish in the strength and power of God. Initially, Gideon seemed reluctant to accept the divine commission. He pleaded his poverty and his family's insignificance as proofs of his unworthiness. Gideon asked God for a sign. After God granted his request, Gideon asked for another sign. Then after that, Gideon undertook several bold actions. He tore down an altar built to the Canaanite deity Baal and cut down a grove alongside it. In its place, Gideon constructed an altar unto God, offering him a burnt sacrifice. The writer of Judges chapter 6 noted that afterwards, quote, the Spirit of the Lord, unquote, came upon Gideon. He issued a call to arms for several of the nearby Israelite tribes, inviting them to join him in opposition to the Midianites and their Amalekite allies. In response, representatives from these tribes sent soldiers to help Gideon militarily. Even then, Gideon asked God for two additional tokens of divine favor. God assented to his request. Once Gideon had assembled an army, God directed him to decrease the size of that military force. Gideon did so without questioning God's orders. This left him 300 men which were to conduct military maneuvers. Gideon thus verified a statement that appeared in 1 Samuel chapter 14, namely that, quote, there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few, unquote. God sent Gideon into the Midianite camp where he overheard a conversation between two Midianites about the impending Israelite victory. Gideon reacted by worshiping God. He knew that it was God's victory, not his. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.